Welcome to Daily Shots, your daily dose of the Word of God from the Verbum Dei Catholic Missionary Family.
Oh, if today you hear my voice, harden not your heart. And all I have is yours, and all you have is mine.
Hello everyone, this is Jella from the Philippines. Today, I will share to you my prayer about today's Gospel from John chapter 10, verses 22 to 30. And Jesus walked about in the temple area on the portico of Solomon. So the Jews gathered around him and said to him, "How long are you going to keep us in suspense? If you are the Christ, tell us plainly." Jesus answered them, "I told you, and you do not believe. The works I do in my Father's name testify to me, but you do not believe, because you are not among my sheep. My sheep hear my voice. I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. No one can take them out of my hand. My Father, who has given them to me, is greater than all, and no one can take them out of the Father's hand. The Father and I are one." In the Philippines, we just had our national and local elections yesterday. I ask for your prayers that we, Filipinos, may achieve unity amidst the division of our political positions. In the Gospel today, Jesus' followers demanded him to tell them if he is really the Christ, the Messiah who will redeem them from the Romans, the Messiah who will bring them comfort out of their miserable lives. But Jesus answered them in verse 25, "I told you, and you do not believe." As I was pondering on this, I could relate myself to the followers. Sometimes, when I am tired of my following of Jesus, I seek for answers and he does not reply on point. As a person, I want everything to be straight to the point. I get so irritated when the conversation just goes round and round. And Jesus reminds me again today of Isaiah 55:8. "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways." Jesus invites me to slow down and be sensitive of his ways of reaching out to me, especially when I am flowing with the current of the world. Jesus speaks to us not in the signs that we ask, but in our everyday, in the people we meet and in the circumstances. I am at the stage of life when everything seems so unsure. Yet, I try to hear his voice in everything to have answers to my questions, even in the wind that blows my face, the chirping of the birds, the steady movement of the clouds, because Jesus is everywhere. I am teaching myself to be sensitive enough to hear his voice amidst the noise this world creates, the voice of pride, jealousy, lust, anger, and greed. We may not notice, but the voice of the world is very enticing, so loud that it could catch our attention and prevent us from being sensitive to the voice of God. Today, we celebrate the feast of Saint John of Avila, the patron saint of the Spanish clergy. He was born from a wealthy family, and at the age of 14, he was sent to study law, but after a year, he gave up his studies. He then returned home, where for 3 years he lived a life of prayer. John studied theology and philosophy at age 17. And after the death of his parents, He liquidated most of his large fortune and gave it to the poor. And in the year 1925, he became a priest. In today's gospel, in verse 27 to 28, Jesus said, "My sheep hear my voice. I know them and they follow me. I give them eternal life and they shall never perish. No one can take them out of my hand." Saint John is a good example of Jesus' sheep who knows his voice and followed him. Imagine at a very young age, he became so sensitive of Jesus' voice. Today, what teenagers experience can be the very opposite of what Saint John's experienced in his teenage years. He went against the current of the world. He gave up his riches and the opportunity to become a lawyer, and he became a priest. So often, Jesus' ways are not our ways, and neither are our thoughts his thoughts. That's why we are called even the more to listen. Not just to hear him, but to listen. To internalize and to take into our hearts what we heard from him. Because listening to this voice is very hard, and it may require us to make effort to go against the current. Today, let us take a moment to pause, to take a moment of silence and to focus on him. He is waiting. He is eager to talk to us. Here are some questions that could help you in your prayer today. How is Jesus inviting me to become more sensitive to his voice? Is there a concrete way in which he is challenging me to go against the current? Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.